It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today. Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
Oh, you seem like you have your life all together. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes and no. It's only because I had no choice at the time. It's different if you're 20 and you're going through a breakup and you have all your girlfriends with you. There's going to be a lot of influence of, hey, let's go out, let's get over him. And I didn't have that choice. So I had to work on myself.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. I am so excited today because I have Emily Elizabeth with me. She is the host of What Fulfills You, and she is also the founder of Lost Hatton, which is a creative social media agency. On What Fulfills You, she talks about fulfillment, confidence, self-development, and of course healing, which we love. So Emily, welcome to I Missed Me. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I want to start out asking, because I love having podcast hosts on my podcast, I want to kind of know what inspired you to start your podcast.
Okay, it started because of a breakup. That's like the root of it. For me, going back to when I was 20, short story, I was in college, dated the same guy for all of college, and we broke up halfway in the relationship when we were living together and when we had a dog together. And I was a sophomore, so I was like 19 or 20 years old at the time. And I just didn't have the healthiest behaviors at that age. I was still developing. I certainly wasn't as secure. And for that reason, he more or less drew a boundary and was like, I can't be in this relationship anymore because of these unhealthy behaviors. And I was torn. It was a time I was living with him and he just graduated. I was about to transfer to a new school. So this occurred during the summer. Mm-hmm. This is probably like almost 2 years into the relationship, maybe like a year and 8 months or something like that. And basically, I just started to work on myself. I realized there was a lot of unhealthy behaviors, a lot of unhealthy habits, and I was still super young. And so I took like 8 to 9 months to really develop myself, really focus on myself, and focused on, I think, number one, how to find happiness and fulfillment outside of a relationship, because I realized I had put all my eggs in the basket of this relationship. Mm-hmm. I was super young, didn't know any better, and we got back together after that. And I think years later, I realized that podcasts helped me a lot in improving myself and understanding the things that I was doing wrong in the relationship and with friends and just as a person. Mm-hmm. And so I think looking back, I wish that I had more of a female mentor and older sister, if you will, that gave different pieces of insights on all areas of life, and not mm-hmm. just whether it was like business or life or being a partner, but like a little bit of everything, because I think there's such a significant difference for women when they're 21 or 22 and kind of looking to be better in almost all areas of life versus, you know, when you're 30. So that's more or less the story.
So you kind of wanted to become that like big sister that you never had.
Yeah.
If a girl that listens to you were to like see you as that big sister and asked you like, what's the biggest advice that you have when it comes to like healing over a breakup, what would you say it is?
It is so cliche because I think a lot of people say this, but focus on yourself. And that's exactly what I did in those 8 months. And to be very specific, I focused on myself by, number one, figuring out who I am just as Emily Elizabeth. And you ask yourself that question, who is Emily Elizabeth? And you have to dive deeper, like, who is she, right? Like, how do you describe her character? How do you describe her, you know, as an athlete? How do you describe her as a sister, as a friend, as a partner? And you really get to see which parts you haven't really discovered yet. And for me, I saw that in all facets, and I dove into each one of them. And I think it was focusing on Emily as an individual, not Emily when she's in different social environments. And I think that's what happens when you're in your 20s, especially when you're in college or post-college, you're still socially influenced by a lot of people. And so you haven't figured out who you are as an individual. And so when you don't have that as a foundation, you tend to, for obvious reasons, lose yourself when you are in a relationship or when you're surrounded by friends and you can't make your own decisions.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Like, at what point of your journey, because obviously when we're going through a breakup, like, the first thing that comes is, like, resentment and, like, you don't want to accept the situations, whatever. But, like, what was that point of acceptance for you of, like, okay, I do have to work on myself? Like, how did that happen for you?
When he broke up with me. And it was, like, when he really pulled the plug. And I think I look back and, of course, thank him for doing that, because I think there's also other men I've observed in my life where they're going to cater to the person that shouldn't be catered to. Mm-hmm. And he probably catered for a little bit until he was like, this is where the line is drawn. I can't deal with this behavior. This is unhealthy for me. This relationship will not progress positively. So he did the right adult thing. Mm-hmm. And he was only 2 years older than me. So I was like 20, he was 22. And I think that was like when someone really pulls the plug and you think they're never going to pull the plug. For me, I took that as, okay, this is a catalyst for change. This is a catalyst for what are the areas that caused the demise of this relationship? What are the areas that caused the demise of your friendships? At the time, I didn't actually have many friends either. I was transferring schools too. So I think that was a big part of a feeling of lack of community, lack of connection. And that plays, of course, a huge role into your level of happiness and stability and fulfillment. So, you know, not having girlfriends to rely on, not having that like, oh, let's go out, let's go party, let's go get over him, right? Couldn't really do that. And so it forced me to honestly just work. I was like, all right, let me go continue to focus on work. I had 2 years left of college. I was like, let me focus on school. Let me focus on getting Emily prepared for young adult life. And I think that's partially why people see me today at 26. It's like, oh, you seem like you have your life all together. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes and no. It's only because I had no choice at the time. And I'm sure it's different if you're 20 and you're going through a breakup and you have all your girlfriends with you, there's going to be a lot of influence of, hey, let's go out, let's get over him. And I can't say that I wouldn't have done that, but I didn't have that choice at that time. So I had to work on myself. Mm. So that's what led to you got back together with him. We did. Yeah.
Are you together right now?
No. Yeah. So it was a very healthy breakup after a total of 4 years. I more or less pursued him after he broke up with me. I think I came back, like, I kind of kept going in and out, I think, in those 8 months. But really, I think went for a final push like around 8 months after the breakup and was like, hey, I really changed a lot. I intuitively felt like our chapter hadn't ended. It was a very, you know, long, serious relationship. And I think he was timid about getting back into it, but was like, okay, you've been this persistent. Let me try by like phases. And I think, you know, we started again, you know, naturally going into the relationship, and it was like, okay, pretty obvious that there were a lot of changes. And I think it was good for both of us to see what that dynamic looked like when I was healthier. But then the issue was that I outgrew him a lot because I went through a lot of growth, and he kind of stayed relatively the same. And it wasn't in a bad way, but then it was like I had a lot of visions. I had a lot of things I want to do. This is out in California when where I went to school. And he, I think, still lives out there where he's born and raised. And I was only out there for 7 years, but originally from the East Coast. So I kind of wanted to do more things, I think, in the world. And he maybe wanted to stay more centered where he's from. And I think it was a matter of different life visions that really we just broke up.
You kind of just like outgrew him.
Yeah.
What would be your like biggest advice when it comes to like there's a lot of girls that are going through breakups and like in the back of their minds are waiting for him to come back or like they believe that there's no one out there for them in the world. So what would be your biggest advice when it comes to like, do you suggest like I know that people only come back when you like truly let them go. Like what would be your biggest advice for someone who's just like waiting for him to come back?
Okay, I would ask, well, first off, why do you think people are waiting for the person to come back? You know, I think for anyone that's kind of playing that game of like, let's try to get him to come back, all those things. I think once again, you took the focus off of yourself and therefore you're going to kind of keep going in this cycle of a game. And for me, it wasn't a game to get him back. It was just that I genuinely felt like it was a solid relationship and it hadn't been completed. Like I wrote it back in a journal back in the day and it was like, it feels like this chapter or this book has not been completed. And then when we broke up the second time, it really felt like it was completed. And, you know, it was a very tough breakup because it was one of those breakups where there was no reason to break up necessarily. Nothing happened, but it was like a mature, I think I broke up with him when I was like 22.
And you broke up with him after?
Yeah, the second time. Yeah, I know. Queen. It was super sad. And I think the thing is too, I didn't want to. I think I was so young at the time too that I remember that feeling 6 months prior to breaking out with him that he was not going to be the one. And being so young, again, you can only speak about this from experience, but I realized that I should have done it sooner, but it is harder when you're so young and still inexperienced. But now at 4 years later, I'd be like, yeah, I would, if I have that feeling, I would end the relationship sooner. Yeah. But I've always been very adamant about living my life. And we talked about a little earlier, I play tennis, I skate, I have a lot of healthy relationships with friends now. And I live in a city like New York. So I do a lot of things for myself that doesn't enable mental time to be like, oh, is he going to come back to me? Is he texting me? I don't approach dating with games. I'm very direct. And personally, I think when I'm dating a guy that's mature, he appreciates the directness, right? So if you're going to play games with a guy that's mature and has outgrown women that play games, he will also then not entertain you. You know what I mean? So that saying of like attracts like, you attract what you are, I think it kind of speaks levels to like, you know, if you look at yourself in the mirror and look at who you're attracting, there is somewhat of a correlation.
I love that you mentioned that you play tennis and you skate because it leads me to my next question. You grew up as an athlete, again, playing tennis, competitive tennis and ice skating. And I that grew up as an athlete, I know that I am the person that I am today because I grew up as an athlete, you know, and like it just gives you mindsets and it gives you, you know, purpose and it keeps you like humble and it keeps you grounded. So I guess what is the biggest lesson that sports taught you growing up that you continue to apply?
I don't know about you, besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order.
I don't know about you besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair and I've been using Way products before using heat and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your Way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSUITIS for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSUITIS at checkout. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. Home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
In your personal life today.
I think going back to, I know it's somewhat like repetitive, but the whole focus on yourself thing, playing tennis, tennis and figure skating are both very individual sports and very competitive and cutthroat, as you recall, probably as a player as well. And, you know, bringing it to tennis, when I'm on the court and I am, you know, down a few games and I'm struggling mentally, it's all me, right? My coach is not there. My parents can't do anything about it. And all I have is me mentally and me physically in the sense of my practice, my consistency, my muscle memory. And so I think if I focus on how my opponent is doing, or if they're trying to get into my head, I'm not going to be able to win. Or if I'm focusing on the courts next to me or watching other players, like I'm out of the game, right? And so that's what tennis especially and skating taught me, is if I look at what other people are doing, I'm never going to outcompete them. And I bring that over into life, not in a sense of competitiveness, but rather if I look at what other people are doing, or if I'm paying attention to who the guy is following or who the guy is also texting or, you know, who my girlfriends are going out with, like, I will always be distracted by that and not focused on my own game. And so I'm really, really grateful for growing up as an athlete, because it forced me to be super disciplined. And in figure skating, I grew up with coaches from Russia, and they taught me, I think, a lot of the mentality of hard work and discipline. And it made me, I think, really rough around the edges early on in my childhood, which I kind of healthily outgrew in some ways. But I think for me, it made me just a lot tougher in realizing that life is not easy. And it's just like sports. In any sport that you train for, it is not easy. Nothing is given to you. And only once you focus on your lane, kind of, I heard this a long time ago, basically like Michael Phelps, he is an Olympic champion multiple times for many reasons, because he did not bother to look at anyone else in other lanes. And if he did, he would have lost many medals, because the difference between first and silver is literally 0.1 seconds at the Olympics, right? And so 1 millisecond for him to look over at someone, how close someone else is, he would have lost, you know? So I think I've taken that with me in life, and especially as an athlete.
I love that. Yeah. You started a business as well, super young. You started your own clothing brand, skiing business when you were 17, 16?
Yeah.
From what I read.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What is like the biggest lesson that you, because I started a clothing brand super young as well, and I think that back then I just wanted like sales and I didn't know there was a whole thing like behind it. Yeah. So I definitely made some really stupid decisions back then, but like you can only learn from experience. So like, what's the biggest lesson that you learned, like having a business so young?
Yeah, I think the biggest lesson from having a business as a teenager was probably the fact that there's a lot of learning curves mm-hmm. in anything that you start. And as ambitious as you want to be and you can be, you can only go as far as what you know and experienced, right? So I actually would take this over into like entrepreneurship as a whole. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think being an entrepreneur like right after college or whether you go to college or not is like the ideal, especially if that's a life they want to live at some point. And I totally agree with the aspect of if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to work for yourself to some capacity, it, of course, like do it. But the issue is that there are a lot of experiences that you must just have to go through in life to know better when it comes to, let's say, like finances or knowing, you know, maybe like the best capital investment where like if you need to get inventory, right? How many stock items will you keep in stock, whether it's like 50 or 100 or 500, like you're starting a clothing brand, right? If you have to keep stuff in inventory, how many do you need to keep? And I think some of those things, you can't just be like, all right, at 22 and think this is all like fine and dandy and go into it right away. I think there's a lot of experience you can take from a corporate job or working for another small business or working for other people that enables you to learn first. And so for me, that small business, luckily I was doing in college. So it's not like I was living off this salary. It was a lot of, you know, money per se for like a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
But because I was doing it in my free time instead of, let's say, like going to a lot of fraternity parties, right? That enabled me to learn the trial and error skills as a business owner for my new businesses now, or like the businesses I ended up doing a little bit more long term. And I think that's just the same thing in any entrepreneurship endeavor. You must realize like it's going to be extremely difficult and rare to, you know, make like, I don't know, six figures in your first year and be as ambitious as people talking about their entrepreneurial career that's been like 5-7 years down the line.
Yeah.
You know?
So you do like so many things. You have an agency and you have a podcast, and I'm mm-hmm. sure that you have a lot going on all the time. Mm-hmm. How do you personally like keep balance in your life? Like what are some tips that you can give when it comes to like staying focused and balanced?
Definitely schedule your week and your day. I pre-schedule my workouts. That's like number one. And that's the thing is, you know, having a lot of things going on, the only way I'm able to stay grounded is by staying active. That's at least for me. Again, it probably stems from being a former athlete and having fitness really heavy into my lifestyle. But I pre-schedule my workouts. It's really nerdy. So I use Google Calendar and I'll usually book like Solid Core, Soul Cycle. I'll schedule time to hit with a friend to hit tennis here in Queens. And so things like that I'll pre-schedule. And then from there, I'll rearrange like, okay, because let's say on a Thursday morning, if I have 7 a.m. Soul Cycle, I likely won't go out to dinner Wednesday night because, you know, I'm waking up really early. But then maybe if a friend's like, hey, are you free for dinner this week? Then I'm like, yes, I can do Thursday night, or I can do maybe Tuesday night if I don't have an early workout Wednesday, you know? So I'd say that's the number one, how I stay like focused is maintaining prioritization of what's the most important, which is my health and wellness. And then everything else, I rearrange my schedule based on that.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love the name of your podcast, What Fulfills You. And I kind of want to ask you like what personally fulfills you.
What personally fulfills me, you know, when I went through that breakup, I mentioned earlier that I lacked connection at that time too. I didn't really have a lot of girlfriends. I didn't have a lot of people in my inner community. So I realized my business was really successful at that time of my life. My first one, Elite Skatewear. And I was young. I was in college. I was making good money. Was building Emily back up, but still lacked connection and community. And I think that's what I realized was the missing key to kind of longevity and long-term happiness, which is connection. Like I can have all the success in the world, or, you know, you look at the tennis players when they win a Grand Slam like US Open, what's the first thing they do after they fall down? They run to their player box, they kiss their spouse, they kiss their kids if they have any, and they kiss their coaches and they hug everyone and their team, right? So that's called community and connection. And without those people winning a Grand Slam or winning the, you know, Super Bowl, right? Taylor Swift and, you know, her boyfriend, right? Like they go and celebrate together right away. So it's not worth having these amazing things, whether it's financial success, career success, or just success in any department of life without connection and community. And that's kind of how I discovered what fulfills me.
Love that. Yeah. Before we jump into our last question, I have a little gift for you.
Oh, thank you.
I have a clothing brand. It's called I Missed Me Project Now, but the message behind it is just basically that we're all strangers healing together. Mm-hmm. So no matter what you're going through, I feel like we all... to some point feel pain in the same way. That's kind of my message behind the brand. This is for you.
This is so cute. I love it. Love it.
Yeah. I kind of want to ask you to close it off. What does healing mean to you?
Healing. I think healing for me means a lot of things, but I think especially on the internal aspect, healing is about resolving the conflicts within yourself, right? And I think this, you see those internal conflicts come about in your relationships, in your work, in anything that you do in life. I'll give an example too. I think if you ever try to not resolve those inner conflicts and you try to go about your life in a normal way, you notice that it's still gonna bother you, right? No matter how much you try to go to your day-to-day things, you try to maybe push conflict under the rug per se, things like that. Regardless of how hard you try, until you heal or resolve that inner conflict that's internal, it's going to be really hard to progress further in life. And so I think for me, I did that, like my story in the beginning, I did that during that breakup in my college years. And that propelled me to grow really fast and to understand life in a different way and to make decisions in a better way, to treat people better, to treat myself better. And, you know, and sometimes it does lead to outgrowing people when you've healed a certain part of yourself and they haven't yet. There was a lot of conflict or friction in not being able to move in the same pace and same direction. And I think it's important to highlight that as well, is when you get through that point, it doesn't mean other people in your community are at the same place. Hmm. And sometimes it doesn't mean you have to let go of those people, but rather that you must accept that life ebbs and flows and you might be in a different phase where it causes inability to kind of flow together. And so just remembering that it's an internal journey and it doesn't matter where everyone else is, just matters where you are.
That's so beautiful. Emily, thank you so much for being with me today. Where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Emily E. Duong, my podcast Instagram at What Fulfills You, and the podcast is What Fulfills You.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast everywhere. Don't forget to go get your hoodie, nonameproject.co. Follow I Missed Me Project on social media. Follow my personal social media at Mafi Ansures, and I will see you guys on our next episode. With love, Mafi.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.